This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States and its allies held close consultations but publicly stayed on the sidelines Saturday as officials waited to see how the armed revolt by longtime Kremlin insider Yevgeny Prigozhin and his private Wagner army would play out. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The Wagner Group mercenaries marched towards Moscow, then announced a sunny pullback Saturday. U.S. officials carefully avoided direct comment on what some stressed was an internal situation in Russia, while Moscow warned them to stay out of the fray. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with leaders of France, Germany, and Britain amid concerns Russian President Vladimir Putin's control over the nuclear-armed country could be slipping. A Defense Department spokesman said Secretary Lloyd Austin also spoke with his Canadian, French, German, British, and Polish counterparts. State Department spokesman Matt Miller said U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken held a call with counterparts from Western Europe and Japan, with the partners pledging to stay close in coordination. All cabinet officials pledged U.S. support for Ukraine remains unchanged. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
And this all comes as the greatest challenge to Russian President Vladimir Putin and his more than two decades in power fizzled out after the rebellious mercenary commander who ordered his troops to march on Moscow agreed to go into exile and sounded the retreat. The brief revolt exposed vulnerabilities among Russian government forces, with Wagner Group soldiers able to move with armored vehicles into the Russian city of Rostov-on-Don and on advance toward Moscow. Under the deal announced Saturday by the Kremlin, the Wagner Group's leader will go to neighboring Belarus, which has supported Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Charges against him of mounting an armed rebellion will be dropped. And the Russian government said it would not prosecute Wagner fighters who took part. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Abortion rights supporters and opponents held dueling rallies in Washington Saturday. It's the first anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade rule that had legalized procedure nationwide. Reuters' Christy Kilburn has more.
Abortion rights campaigners marched through the streets of Washington on Saturday, marking the one-year anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Last year's ruling allowed states to ban abortion care for the first time in nearly 50 years. Conservative states have passed a flood of legislation to restrict the procedure, while others have moved to protect abortion access. In Washington, former Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the National Celebrate Life Day rally. He thanked abortion opponents for their work and sending Roe to, quote, the ash heap of history.
We will never rest and never relent until we restore the sanctity of life to the center of American law in every state in the land.
14 states have implemented a near-total abortion ban in the past year, even as opinion polls show a majority of Americans want abortion legal in all or most states.
That is Reuters' Christy Kilburn reporting. China's capital city is experiencing a record-breaking heat wave, and people in Beijing and parts of northern China are being urged to stay indoors. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery.
Authorities in China are issuing red alerts after temperatures in Beijing soar above 104 degrees Fahrenheit for a third consecutive day. In China's four-tier weather alert system, the red indicates the most extreme conditions, and residents who were looking to celebrate the Dragon Boat Festival, a three-day public holiday, are now being asked to avoid the outdoors and shield from the sun. Similar temperatures recently hit other Asian countries, with scientists saying it's a result of rising global temperatures, partly caused by the burning of fossil fuels. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A Palestinian assailant opened fire at an Israeli military checkpoint in West Bank on Saturday before being shot and killed, according to Israeli police. Elsewhere in occupied territory, settlers rampaged through a Palestinian village, hurling stones, spraying bullets, and setting fires to homes, the latest in a series of settler attacks this week. Conservatives in U.S. Congress are anxious to counter China, which is America's leading economic adversary, and they've set their sights on a top trade priority for labor unions and progressives, focuses on a deluge of duty-free packages coming in from China. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.